Again, it is my pleasure to introduce to you our coordinator for high school faith formation, Tori Rasmussen, to bring to us today God's good news.
Wonderful. I'm going to start by saying that I'm very nervous. And now that I've said that, I can take a deep breath and remember that if there is ever a space where grace was given, this would be it. And so today I'm going to talk to you about a toad, an evangelist, and a misquotation. And this is the part where Pastor Eric is thinking, I wish I would have looked over her nose. No. Just kidding. My family farm is always covered in toads this time of year, and we always are in awe and wonder of how big they get. And this year is no exception. Just this past weekend, I went back to our family farm, and as I walked up to the door, sitting in the middle of our doorway, looking at the door as if he was about to knock, was a giant toad. And of course, I picked him up, as we always do, and I opened the door. I did not go into the house. Mom made it very clear toads were not welcome in the house. But as she stood in the doorway, I held up the toad, and I said, "Do you have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?" To which we all laughed and referred to him as the evangelist toad for the rest of the day. Now, that term evangelist comes with a lot of notions. If you saw someone street evangelizing, shouting about hell and sin, or even God, using a huge voice, would you cover your face and walk faster? Would you stand at a distance and hear and think, I don't know if he's got the right theology? But we're not as likely to walk up and get involved in a conversation. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is that that toad sitting at our doorway was not in any way qualified, not in any way talking about Jesus, but he started a conversation, even if it was a joke. And I today am not distinctly qualified to be sharing with you about the Bible. I've never studied it. I don't know Greek. I don't know Hebrew. I worked at camp for a few summers, giving campfire messages, but I didn't go to seminary. And in this, they didn't list the qualifications of the 70 that he sent out. He just sent them and gave them instructions. And just like the 70, God brings us to places he wants us to be so that we can fill the purpose he has for us, whether we know it or not. So we don't have to stand on street corners. We don't have to walk up, knock on doors, and say, "Have you heard of our Lord and Savior?" But we can find small moments in life that will help us to evangelize, even if it is sometimes a negative word. This is St. Francis of Assisi, and he is often misquoted, having said one of my favorite quotes that I've heard, and I heard this out at camp from a Miss Mary Kettle, if you've ever met her, and she uses it often to remind the staff that you should preach the gospel often, and when absolutely necessary, use words. And while these 70 were sent with very specific instructions to use their words, they're also sent not taking extra supplies, not to rely on themselves, but to go together in Christ. And so today, I would encourage you to go together in Christ. He also says that the harvest is great, but the workers are few. Now, I was talking to a good friend of mine, trying to read through this and figure out what I was going to share, and he asked, "What do you think that means?" And then he came to the conclusion that this means there are plenty of people out there ready to hear the good news, ready to have you share God's grace with them and come to the Lord or experience God's grace. They're ready and they're out there. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. And looking out here, I feel like there's a lot of people here. It doesn't seem few when you're standing up in front of everybody. So we, Spirit of Joy, get to be those who go out and harvest. Like the toad, we are not distinctly qualified, but we don't have to be. God asks us right where we are, as we are, to fill his purpose. We may not know distinctly what that is yet, but we'll find it along the way, and we'll find it together. Because you'll also note he sent them ahead in pairs. And God and Jesus never did anything unintentionally, and I think this was to support each other. For the long walks, for the conversations that get tough, he put people together. He has put us together and given us this opportunity to go uniquely unqualified out into the world and share his grace in even the smallest of moments. Thank you. Amen.